Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Steel Strips Mills Limited, hosted by Smith Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Hiranandani from Smith Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Smith Limited, I welcome you all to Q3 FY24 conference call of Steel Strips Mills Limited. We are pleased to host the senior management of the company. Today we have with us Mr. Mohan Joshi, Executive Director, Mr. Navin Saurabh, CFO, and Mr. Pranav Jain, DGM Finance. Due to essential work priorities, Mr. Dheeraj Garg, Managing Director, is unable to join this call. We will start the call with initial commentary from the management, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Now, I hand over the call to the management team. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Amit. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. On behalf of Steel Strips Mills Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone joined us today to discuss our financial results for the quarter and nine months ended 31st of December 2023. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange and our company website. I'll start with the business highlights. I will begin with the CapEx projects, and then we'll move on to our financial and operational performance for Q3 and nine months FY24. Post that, we will open the floor for Q&A. To start with, our total CapEx spend for nine months FY24 is ₹255 crore. We expect for the full year FY24 CapEx spend to be around ₹470 crore. On steel wheel business, on 9th of January 2024, company has successfully implemented the CRP plan for making the payment of ₹138.15 crore through a mix of equity and debt. AMW Auto Components Limited has become a wholly owned subsidiary of Steel Strips Mills Limited by subscribing its 100% equity share, that is 50 lakh share, with face value of ₹10 per share. Balance amount of ₹133.15 crore infused as intercorporate loan. The said amount shall be utilized as full and final settlement of all the creditors of AMW Auto Components Limited and shall be treated as full discharge of SSWL obligation under the approved resolution plan. With this, we shall build operational steel wheel capacity of 7 million wheel rims in total for CV, tractor, and PV. AMW Auto Components plant, it has a land bank of around 61 acres. On alloy wheel brownfield capacity expansion project, which we had preponed majority of the CapEx to Q3 FY24, for which total CapEx required is approximate 190 crore, and till date, 165 crore is spent on this project. This project will increase the alloy wheel capacity by 1.8 million wheel rims, though by FY24 end, it is estimated to ramp it up by 3.6 million wheel rims of alloy operational capacity. It is expected to get full completed by Q2 FY25. On auto industry, the Indian government current initiative are assisting the auto sector in its transition into new powertrain resulting in positive outcomes. As for 2024, the automotive sector is hopeful that the growth trend will carry over and boost the auto ancillary sector along with it. The passenger car segment has achieved some impressive sales milestone: 1 million units in the third quarter of FY24, 3 million units from April to December, and 4.1 million units from January to December. This is really encouraging news. Thanks to strong economic growth, new product launches, record-breaking festive sales, and car manufacturer end-of-year discounts. Now we come to financial highlights. Coming to 9-month performance of FY24, revenue from operations for the period increased by 8.3% year-on-year to 3288 crore from 3036 crore in 9-month FY24. EBITDA saw a 5.9% growth at rupees 354 crore in 9-month FY24 against 334 crore in 9-month FY23. Profit before tax stood at around rupees 221 crore and the profit after sales stood at around 159 crore, with profit after tax margin for 9-month FY24 stood at 4.8%. Revenue mix for 9-month FY24 has been 28% for alloy wheel and balance 72% is from the steel wheel rim business. For alloy wheel rim, sale volume has increased by 4% YOY to 22.2 lakh wheel rims. For steel wheel, sale volume has increased by 11% on year-on-year to 121.6 lakh wheel rims. On quarterly performance, in Q3 FY24, revenue from operation for the quarter increased by 18.3% year-on-year to 1,110 crore from 938 crore. EBITDA saw 8.2% growth at rupees 117 crore against 108 crore reported in Q3 FY23. Profit before tax stood at 71 crore and profit after tax stood at 59 crore. Profit after tax margin for Q3 FY24 stood at 5.4%. Revenue mix for the quarter has been 27% for the alloy wheel and balance 73% is on the steel wheel. For alloy wheel rim, sale volume degrow by 1% year-on-year to 7.4 lakh wheel rims. For steel wheel rim, sale volume has increased by 16% on year-on-year to 38.9 lakh wheel rims. Coming to export front, in Q3 FY24, company has logged 179% growth in export revenue Y-on-Y, and for 9-month FY24, it grew by 130%. Export sale volume grew by 188% in Q3 FY24. And 189 times in 9-month FY24 year-on-year. Export sale has been supported by an improving demand scenario. In Q3 FY24, we began invoicing for overseas customer on CIF basis shipment billing. Our shift from the FOB basis is resulting in increased top line by 20 crore as a pass-through of increased freight cost. However, EBITDA remaining the same and hence impacted the EBITDA margin. This impact shall be continued to see in Q4 FY24 as well as on basis of export demand pickup. Further, there was an increase in steel prices by rupees 2 per kg from 1st of October and this increased the top line by rupees 15 crore approximate, which further impacted the margin in percentage term. With this, now we open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Hello, so we have our first question. The first question is from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned that you are adding the capacity in alloy wheels, so when can we expect the new capacity will start to produce? And by when you would be able to complete your 4.8 million capacity?
So as we speak, for the financial year 23-24, I think we are already at close to 3.6 million capacity with the capacity expansion already on stream. And we feel that by the second quarter of financial year 24-25, we'll be hitting 4.8 million kind of a capacity, which the plant will be ready in terms of the alloy wheel side.
So for FY25, what would be the capacity utilization of the incremental capacity? I mean to say that around 1.8 million this. And how much would be from demand will come from the export and domestic both sides?
We feel that next financial year, I think we have already guided in terms of total tentative order book that we feel that given that there's going to be a domestic demand growth in terms of passenger vehicles, and there's going to be an export-led development growth which is already underway. So we feel that next year we are going to be in the range of 3.5 to 3.6 million wheels in terms of the order book, and next financial year is going to be at close to 4.2 million in terms of the order book.
And can we expect the new orders from the Maruti from alloy wheel side?
I think we updated this last time also that the RFQ has been issued by Maruti to multiple incumbents, and we were expecting this results of the same in terms of some highlight coming in from the customers. I think the technical output has already come in and has been shared, and we have cleared that. On the commercial side, the bids have still not been opened, and we are expecting this to be done within next 4 or 5 days. That's what the indication has been coming from the customers.
Okay, and is it for the 3-4 models, or is it for the...
for the incumbent models, no new models. It is only for the second sourcing.
Second sourcing.
Aye.
Okay. And what would be the quantum of that order?
See, the development cycle time is close to 6 to 7 months, and... the kind of share of business which they will be sharing with us will be known once the technical bids are going to be opened up.
Hyundai is also adding the new capacity in the February. So how much new orders will you get because of this new capacity addition?
So as we speak, Hyundai has full capacity being run up in the Chennai plant, and they are producing consistently from that plant itself. And anything which is, because we have our share of businesses which are linked up with all the existing models, so any share of business growth will be dependent on what kind of cars that they are going to produce. So they have a capacity of close to 7.2 to 7.4 lakhs vehicles per annum. They are almost running at full capacity. And any capacity addition will add the production, and in lieu, our share of business will increase.
Thanks, sir. That's all from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Agarwal from DV Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Agarwal, please go ahead. Since there is no response, we will go with the next question. The next question is from the line of Rohit Suresh from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, so on the December volume numbers that on the press release that you mentioned, so the industry numbers, I'm just looking at it, Tata Motors, Hyundai, and even Mahindra are major customers. They've all reported in for the month of December, double digit growth. But if I look at our numbers for the alloy wheels part, the volume-wise, we are down like 9 to 10%. So I just want to know, like, any particular reason, or is there a lag effect that has come through, or because the SUV numbers have also been very positive for the month of December, and numbers don't show that, it at least on the alloy part. So just wanted some clarity if you could help you.
So I think the car sale numbers do not give a true picture of alloy segment. I think it is the picture of car production that the car sales that they have done, and not the production. December will have the impact of Maruti going for an annual shutdown, Hyundai going for a partial shutdown, and various other OEMs going for partial shutdown, and they clearing from the inventory that they have from, in their yards to clear up for the sales. That is first part. I think alloy is always a driven factor of penetration of alloy in terms of which customer is penetrating more and which customer is not penetrating more. And I think we've been very fair to that, except Maruti and Honda and Toyota, where we are not present. We are at a major share of business, which is at close to 50 to 53%, and we continue to maintain that. And these are dynamics which are not month-to-month tracked. As an industry, we are at close to 33-34% of the industry, and we, amongst 4 or 5 players, we are trying to maintain that share of business for the company.
Fair enough, got it. So second, on the alloy wheel export part, so for the 9 months, we have done around 1.7 lakh units. So I just want to know, for FY 2024-25, of the guidance that you mentioned just to the previous participant of FY 2026, you want to do 4.2 million alloy wheels. How much of that will be export? Any broad percentage?
No, I think, you know, at the beginning of the year, we tried reaching a number of close to 2.4-2.5 lakh wheels for the export segment, contributing close to 100 crores worth of sales. And we have, as you know, the number indicate that we have already reached close to 1.75 lakhs, and we anticipate this number to be in the range of close to 2.2-2.5 range. And next year, we anticipate this volumes to be growing at  70%-80% higher than the current juncture, and contributing another set of good growth coming in from this segment, because opportunity is very big and development is already underway. And we think that next financial year, we will target anywhere between 180-200 crores coming in from the export side on the alloy side of the business.
Yeah. So on the Israeli, I remember there was an, we tied up with a partnership with an Israeli company for the controllers and motors part for the EV segment.
Yeah.
So any update on that? Because there are some few other companies, smaller private companies, who are also entering in that segment, the two-wheeler segment. So I just want to know in where are we in that journey, and next 2 years, you know, how, you know, will it start contributing by FY 2026, 2027? What's your strategy on that part?
I think we clarified in the last conference call also regarding the situation of geopolitics in this segment, and we are closely monitoring this segment and in touch with the Israeli company. But, I think they are not in a state of, you know, business where they can continue these talks right now, and we have kept these things on hold as we speak.
Okay.
The geopolitical situation is fairly very, very volatile in that country, and contribution coming in from that side is looking very faint.
Got it. So next, on the EV part, so like Mahindra, Tata, what will be our market share in the EV segment like?
I'll tell you that how it works out. We are already supplying the steel wheel of the EV for two-wheelers and three-wheelers. We are already supplying the EV segment, PV segment of wheels, where in the Tata side of the wheels, we are at close to 63%-65% of the EV segment. In Mahindra, we are already at close to 65%-67% in terms of EVs. On the two-wheeler side, where we have hub motor wheel business, we are close to 60% of the market. And this market is, you know, right now, on the two-wheeler side specifically, is very stuck because of FAME subsidies and various other issues, and we are seeking some clarity from that side to take it off, and we are prepared for taking this leap higher from the wheels business.
Got it. So just one last bookkeeping question. In the beginning of the call, you just said the total AMW acquisition, like, what's the total cost and how much was debt and equity? I just missed that, that number. If you could just repeat that.
Okay.
The total we got is 138.15 crore, with the equity share 50 lakh, with face value of rupees 10 each, and balance amount 133.15, infused as an intercorporate loan.
138. Okay. So 138 + 131. Okay. Okay, fine, sir. Sir, thank you so much, and wishing you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Omkar Arora from Eraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of results. So my only doubt is about the EBITDA margins. They seem to have fallen off at 0.5% or so. So is there any particular reason or so for that? And then is there any pathway to recover those margins and go ahead with a higher margin bracket like we used to be in?
I think, Pranav clarified, from the perspective that, we have, you know, on the export side, the customer has started asking, because of the volatility of the freight, which is happening because of this current Red Sea issue. What they have asked is that they have started asking the pricing to be done not on FOB basis, but on DAP or CIF basis, which has, you know, increased the top line, by close to 20-odd crores, which is actually a freight which we have to pay back to the vendors. So this 20 crores is one of the parts because of which the top line has been contributed positively, but it is actually not the top line. And margins are on an absolute basis, in terms of, you know, EBITDA contribution per wheel is almost at 252 to 254 rupees. And the other factor is that there is an increase in the raw material prices of close to 2 rupees per kg on the steel side, which has also contributed close to 15 crores on the top line addition, which obviously not has contributed towards the EBITDA. It's a pass-through, so these are some of the reasons.
And so, just for clarification, so your new expanded alloy wheels capacity is coming up soon. So would that on a consolidated basis affect the margins on overall as well? And what kind of impact do you expect it to bring in on the numbers going ahead?
I think what is happening is that the expanded capacity is going to be in place in next financial year anyways. And we are anticipating this capacity to be utilized because there's been 24 months of continuous 100% utilization of the plant, which is very, very risky. And I think with increase in the passenger vehicle exports as well as passenger vehicle alloy wheel domestic market share in the overall business of business revenue of SSWL, the margin profile should improve.
So one last thing about your alloy knuckles business, which you have been mentioning about, any progress or update on the same?
So on the alloy wheel knuckles, I think we are anticipating the first sales to be starting from July-August 2024, and as per the latest customer anticipation. These are all born electric vehicles from the customer side, and there are two customers where the pitch has been done, and both the customers are anticipating their production to be starting from July 24 to August 24th. So we anticipate the realization of revenue from, you know, those months.
And what about realization to EBITDA going ahead in the future financial year? Is there any projection that you have done for it?
I think there are internal projections, but it will be fair for us to give you an idea once we start the production. Will that be fair?
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from Soar Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. We wanted to understand what is the long-term target for EBITDA margin. Last year, I understand that we said that export will go up, so in EBITDA margin may have some improvement. But this year, we have not seen that. There are reasons which you have mentioned in the opening remark. But how do you see EBITDA margin in the next 2-3 years when your capacity of alloy wheel will go up from 30 to 40, 48 and more capacity utilization of AMW plant also?
So you know, first of all, I'd like to give you some perspective of margins. I think as a company, we are looking at margin absolute in terms of per wheel. And I think for this quarter end, we are standing at close to 256 rupees as against 248 rupees last quarter. And as a percentage, it's a demeanor because there's a lot of raw material movement which will come and go. As I've just updated in terms of the freight, it is, imagine that tomorrow the freight component is not 20 crores and becomes 50 crores. It will get added to my top line but will not contribute anything to my EBITDA. So these are the, you know, features where we try to avoid this, and from 248 levels, we have moved for this quarter to a level of 255, 256. And this journey is going to be continuing going forward with the mix being favorable. And you know, there are capacities which are now getting built for exports to be catered, where I've already updated that this year's number will get a bump up for next financial year to the tune of 70-80% in terms of alloy exports, so which is going to be a favorable side. And this segment of export on alloy side is going to be the key differentiator for the organization because the market is fairly very, very large. Development pace and commercial competitiveness is going to be the first feature on which we are going to be deciding the future course, and we are fairly very optimistic on this side. So this is one area. I think the margins are fairly very stable given that competitive pressures are coming from the export side, wherein there is a very large amount of slowdown which is already going in US and Europe, and we anticipate ourselves to be growing our market share and not letting it go as against China. And we are going to continue this momentum of reaching a threshold of 550 to 600 crores worth of exports in this financial year. And targeting a close to 750 to 800 crores for next financial year is what we are anticipating as we speak.
Okay. Thanks for this. One more question. You mentioned that in FY25, the order book of alloy wheel will be 3.5-3.6.
Yeah.
So how much that will translate into sales, because our capacity, or shall we assume 3.6 as a targeted sales volume for next year?
Yeah, you can anticipate that, because there are pluses and minuses in terms of the peak and trough demands. And we feel export, as I said, is anyways going to be contributing more in terms of absolute growth for the segment. And domestic market is fairly very mature right now, with a penetration of close to 38-39%. And we anticipate this penetration to be holding this level and trying to balance itself, because it has moved from 25% to 40%. And volume growth, I am taking into my consideration a meager growth of 4-5% in terms of PVs. If we surprise on this side, then obviously this number can be a little higher for next financial year. Because Maruti is always going to be a pace where we are anticipating positive results. And that can be a game changer for the organization post 6 to 8 months of development phase for the organization.
So for the next 2 years, we are expecting 20% growth in alloy wheels. In export, we are expecting around from 650 crore to 750 crores. Correct?
Yeah.
Steel wheel, what kind of growth rate shall we assume?
So for exports, as I said, for this year, we are anticipating 550-600 crores worth of revenue.
Yeah.
And we anticipate this number to be between 750-800 crores for financial year 2024-25.
Correct. So alloy wheel and export, I got a clarity. What about steel wheel, if you can give some guidance?
So I think on the steel wheel side, the revenue breakup will be a growth of between 3-5% at best.
Okay, understood. And how much
And this is
alloy will
on the, this is on the back of the numbers that I shared with you, that I'm anticipating between 4-5% of PV growth. If this growth goes up, obviously the numbers tend to move up.
And how much alloy is exports out of this 550? How much is the export?
Export will be between, one second, please. So close to 160-170 crores of alloy exports.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Mohan.
170-180 crores roundabout.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Narendra from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just one question regarding your EV segment. So what kind of revenue growth are we expecting over the next, say, couple of years or 2-3 years from this segment? You know, how much would it contribute going ahead to your top line?
So EV for us, as for wheels, EV is wheels agnostic, because alloy wheel does not have a differentiator between steel and alloy. As well as in alloy, there is only one alloy, which is a wheel for normal car as well as for the EV. So it'll be very tough for us to give you a perspective on that. I think on the steel wheel side, because we are, it's a different wheel for EV versus the normal two-wheeler. So we anticipate this market to be growing at between 25-30%. Given the challenges that the industry is facing in terms of warranties, in terms of FAME subsidies, so a little bit of clarity needs to be given into that side. So on the two-wheeler side, we anticipate this number to be sustaining between 30,000-40,000 numbers per month, with a 60% share of business. And we feel this market can grow 20% for us.
Okay, got it. And just one other question. So you told that you would be aiming to grow EBITDA on an absolute term. So any target growth rate on EBIT, on the EBITDA front, if you could share?
So, I mean, it's a tough question, given the kind of business dynamics that we are in. We can only say that, the trend for EBITDA per wheel is going to be moving higher, given that alloy contribution will be growing at a larger pace than the financial year 2023-24. I can't give you a forward-looking statement on this side, but I think in anticipation of the top line, which is at between 4,400-4,500 crores for this financial year, we anticipate 4,800-5,000 crores worth of top line for the next financial year, and maintaining and improving the matrix. I can give you that bit of clarity.
Okay, got it. That's helpful.
Yep.
Thank you, and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Agarwal from DV Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, this question is regarding the interest cost that we are seeing in your books. The interest cost has hovered around 80 crores, 85 crores for the last 4 years, despite the debt moving down from 900 to almost 638 crores in 23, which has now jumped to around 836 crores in H1 FY24. So what has been the reason for this? Why is the interest cost not moving in sync with the debt movement?
See, there are two parts to it. One is though the overall borrowing were coming down, but at the same time, the repo rates were increasing. So the last 1.5-2 years, we have already seen more than, I guess, around
6 points
of increase.
So can you
on the rate part?
So can you please come close to the device, sir?
Yeah. Is it fine now?
Yeah. Is it fine?
So there are two parts to it. The question that you have raised. One is the overall interest rates have moved up, because they have moved in tandem with the repo rate. So there's almost 250 basis point increase which we have seen in the rate part, which has got it transmitted into the P&L. Second, I guess for current year, the borrowing is also increased, as we stated in our last call as well, that we have preponed most of our capex, as a result of which there has been increase in the borrowing. In fact, with this acquisition of AMW, there is an additional loan of 100 crore which will get added. And this year probably will be the peak year in terms of the overall debt that we are carrying in the books, and we'll see repayment and maybe faster repayments happening from the next year onwards.
Sir, I was not on the current year. Current year is very well understandable. It's the history which was a bit, there was a bit of a gap. Because from a 900 crores when we moved to 600 crores in 23, still the interest cost remained almost static. And through the annual report, when we see the breakup, then there's a component of interest others, which has increased from 8 crores in 20 to 43 crores. Some part of it will be reclassification from interest in working capital loan to interest others. But the other part of the increase to keep the interest cost at the same level for the last 4 years was a bit not in sync with how it should have been.
So what probably we can do to help you out with this, we can address this separately, wherein we can give you the debt-wise movement in this. That probably will help you in understanding the overall movement on the overall amount part. Would that help?
Yes, that will be very helpful, sir. So nice of you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. So firstly, on the tax rate, this quarter the tax rate came in quite low. So any specific reasons for it, and what will be the guidance for this year and next year going forward?
We shifted to the new regime, and the applicable tax rate in that regime is 25%. And going forward, 25% will be applicable.
Okay, so Q4 onwards, we will be in the 25% bracket, right?
For this year.
So Q4 will be into 25% bracket, and next full year will be 25%, right?
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, sir, on the top line front, the last quarter con calls, you have been maintaining that we will be able to do something like 4,500 to 4,700 crores of top line. And now you have downgraded that estimates to 4,500. Is my understanding correct, and what will be the reasons for it?
So there are two reasons of it. As I said, from October, there is a price increase which has happened. Prior to that, there is an impact of raw material decrease which has happened of close to 4 rupees a kg. And these will continue to, you know, take up and down. So right now, 4,500 is visible right now as we speak, based on the current raw materials which are going to be a part of the business. And there is a settlement which is pending from in the month of January also. We don't know whether it is going to be on the upside or downside. But these are the indicators from the side of top line. The volume growth, I think volume is being sustained right now. I think we added up close to, we gave that number of 20-odd million for the financial year 23-24 in terms of the business. And I think we'll be fairly hitting that number.
Okay. Second, sir, how will you rate this AW acquisition? It should be accretive to us, or the price point that you bought, how excited about this are you right now?
See, as you see, when we talk about the capacity utilizations, I think the domestic truck steel capacity utilization is running at almost 95% for past 3-4 months. And there is a debottlenecking which we need to be doing within this. And there will be an additional capacity which will be needed for catering between 5-7% kind of a growth on truck side, where the capacity is not there with us. And the first leg of revenue from the AMW assets will come from the truck business, where we anticipate this contribution to be starting after 4-5, maybe 6 months, while the repairs and line setting and everything is going to be put in place. And we anticipate on an average 25,000 to 30,000 wheels of the larger, contribution, larger size to be coming up. And they can contribute anywhere between 60 to 80 crores worth of revenue in financial year 24-25 on the best effort basis. And for the next financial year, the other assets will be coming into the play where, the capacity utilization is getting compromised within the company.
Because, sir, if this year we end by something like 4,500 odd crores,
yeah,
and alloy wheels will be like 30 odd lakh units, next year you're getting for 36. So
yeah,
incremental 300 crores we're getting from alloy wheels itself. So
yeah,
from 45 to 48. So it does make a sense that, maybe we are going slow on the wrap-up of the AMW side, or are we guiding?
No, it is not that way. I think from the revenue side that we get from alloy this year, next year revenue, accretion will be anywhere between 200 to 250 odd crores. Balance 500 crores to 600 crores will be coming in from the perspective of steel wheels, in which the contribution will be largely driven by the large wheel because the valuation is anyways going to be better. And balance is from the PV side and the tractor side and everything, where the assets are anyways in place. And as I said, the first leg of revenue recognition will come from the truck side, where we are already running at 95% plus utilization. And there is no backup, just in case something like a 15% kind of a growth comes in the CV side. So as we are discussing with the CV players, they are anticipating this growth to be anywhere between 7-8%, where order booking is already going in. And we think we are aptly prepared for taking over this opportunity to generate this kind of a revenue from MW assets.
In best case, our revenue should be in excess of 50 to 500 odd crores, right? Because
industry has to also grow, no? I can grow to 5,700 crores also. The point is that the segmental growth, nobody knows how it is going to happen. Like, nobody knew that in December, tractor industry will break 12 years record low of production, right? Nobody knew. So we anticipate a fragmented growth of GDP into 0.85 as a multiplier effect. That's what I feel is going to be really rational, because now the PV side of the inventory is at almost 60 days. So there is no scope of inventory-led production being done. So whatever going to be made will be sold. That's why I have demarcated 5% of volume growth for PV. I have demarcated 5 to 6%, 7% growth for the CV side, where we are prepared for that. And on the tractor side, we feel that that growth is also going to be in the range of 4 to 5%. The assets are fully prepared for taking this kind of a growth, except the CV side, where we need the AMW asset to produce extra wheels starting from June, July 2024, which is going to be, the action has already started on that. And we feel that over the next 4 or 5 months, the assets will be ready to produce this kind of volume and help the customer, help us to meet the customer demand.
Is it possible to export more of steel wheels? How is the scenario there, market scenario?
So market scenario is fair. There is a slowdown which is coming in, and on top of it, there is a problem which is coming in from this Red Sea, where the freights have again started to go north. And it'll disturb a little bit of supply chain because the transit time has increased by 35 to 50 days, anywhere between this. So clarity is not coming right now, but we anticipate that with the current juncture, 50-55 crores worth of top line on the export side is going to be maintained. And any opportunity which is going to be coming our way on grabbing some market share, some market territories, will not be left out.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, and wish you all the
best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Kitara Capital. Please go ahead.
So can you please throw light on the pledge? It was told that it would be totally removed by end of this year. So what is the percentage pledged as on today, and what is expected next quarter?
I'm sorry, I don't have that pledge figure readily available right now. Maybe, as I remember it, last time it was around 4%, and the endeavor is to clear that pledge by this financial year, and is already underway.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for opportunity again. Sir, you have guided export revenue of around $5.5 billion-$6 billion in FY 2024. You have already done around $5.05 billion in nine-month FY 2024. So, in the next quarter, we'll see only the revenue of around $55 million-$95 million. Is it fair, sir?
So as you rightly pointed out, and I think I briefed it out in terms of the uncertainty which is happening, and I still feel that we are running at a pace of 50 crores as we are in this month. And we, with all the uncertainty in front of us, we anticipate this number to be remaining at this rate for coming three, four months. And we hope that we are going to be hitting that number, as you rightly said.
So is it because of the higher inventory at export market?
No, inventory is not a problem nowadays. I think the problem, as I said, is the Red Sea problem, which is at the Suez Canal, which has happened because of the terror attack. What has happened is that it has moved the freights by almost 250% to 300%. And it has created a lot of uncertainty, which, because of which this pass-through happens to the consumer, right?
Yes.
So there is a lot of uncertainty which is happening, that which route to take, whether it is to take midway or it is to take via the South African continent. So little bit of clarity will be needed over the next 10 days or so, and then I think it'll be at best 50 crores that we are going to be hitting. So 150 crores for this quarter seems doable.
So it will also impact the margin because of increase in the other expenditure side, what we have seen in the quarter, second quarter, third also.
So as I said, there's a 20 crores worth of freight which is added to the top line. Similar freight has been paid to the freight forwarders, is what the factor on the other expenditure is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that.
It knocks off each other, and it does not contribute to the EBITDA. That's what I wanted to mean.
Okay. And, sir, how much, what is your current gross and net debt of the company nine-month FY 2024?
One second, please. This is year ending, month ending December end, right?
Yeah.
December end debt is around 800 crores, including the short-term and long-term debt.
What sort of the increase in debt we can see in the next quarter?
The major increase is on the account of AMW acquisition. We take on a debt of around 100 crores for that acquisition.
Okay, so that total debt would be around 900 crores at the end of FY 2024.
End of FY 2024, the debt will be around 860 crores-900 crores.
What would be the CapEx for FY 2025, sir?
CapEx of FY 2025 is around 180 crores.
It also includes the Knuckles CapEx?
Sorry?
It also includes the Knuckles CapEx?
Yes, yes, it includes the Knuckles CapEx of 150 crore, and 30 crore CapEx is on account of the general CapEx or maintenance of existing plants.
Okay, and is there any other CapEx related with this expansion of the products in the EV side, sir?
No, nothing else, Abhishek. So what will happen is, the debt that you will see as on March 2024 will be peak, which Pranav has quoted somewhere around 860 crores-890 odd crores.
Okay.
Next year, you have CapEx of around 180 crores, but you have cash accrual of around 220 crores-230 crores. So cash accrual should be good enough to take care of whatever CapEx requirement which will come next year. In fact, you will have some surplus to pay, prepaying certain liabilities. And then next to next year will offer you an opportunity wherein you can pay off substantial portion of your debt.
Okay, so what kind of the debt repayment you are looking from FY25 onwards for the FY25-26?
See, the normal repayment schedule that we have for next 3-4 years is around 90 odd crores. But looking at the cash accrual, that will give you an opportunity to prepay more than the amount which is scheduled.
Okay, sir. And my last question on the Nakal side, so what kind of the revenue can we generate from these capacity additions in FY25 and the longer term?
I think the first capacity is being put up for prototyping and building up the first base case of 2,000 to 3,000 cars per month. And we anticipate the first phase of expansion to be generating close to 50 crores worth of revenue. And in the second phase, which Naveen shared in terms of 150 crores worth of capex, I think we are anticipating the numbers to be in excess of 270 to 300 crores in terms of revenue.
Okay. And what would be the asset turnover for the longer term?
I think 1.7 to 2 times. 1.5 to 1.7 times, 1.8 times.
Okay. Thanks, sir. That's all from my
margins in double digits. Maybe clarity we'll try to give you once we near the mass production.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vivek Agarwal from DV Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, one question was on your working capital. Working capital improved from 20 to 23 and then in H1 24, it again increased. And almost 150 crores of accruals were used for working capital. This trend is going to continue because you will keep paying down your payables, or how do you see this panning out?
Let us give you the picture on working capital in terms of 22-23 onwards. You want to compare that?
So 23 onwards, we can see for 24, 150 crores of increase in absolute terms. Primarily, I think because your creditors have been paid down, if I'm not wrong, and some debtors have increased. This is going to be this way? It is going to increase further?
We'll give you the breakdown of the working capital side. Wait.
For March 22, the outstanding was 403 crore. And in March 23, the outstanding was 417 crore on the short-term working capital side.
No, I am on the total working capital. Debtors plus inventory minus creditors, the cycle of working capital. Not on the debt. The debt I have. I am on the working capital cycle of the business.
Net cash conversion cycle is 55 days for September 23.
Right. So that seems to have increased from FY23 end. Do you think this trend will continue?
55 days, I think, that increased.
Right. And therefore, 150 crores of accruals went into working capital meeting this requirement. Do we see this trend increasing further? And therefore, cash
accruals on the fourth side, we are at close to the peak side where we are trying to work it out at the current levels, and I think there is no escalation from the current levels.
If you look at the overall cash conversion cycle for us, in September we were somewhere around 55 odd days. That covers your debtor inventory and creditor. This number was 48 days on March 23, and prior to that, the number was more than 55 days. So the 55 days that we have come across, so the reason for increase is, one, there is a substantial increase in exports. So you'll recall, last year, the entire year, we've done an export of 290 crores. In 9 months, we have already done almost 500 odd crores of exports. Exports, the debtor days are slightly on a higher side. So the cash conversion cycle has raised by almost 6 odd days, from 48, 49 days to 55. And slowly it will hover around these numbers. And 55 again is one of the best cash accrual numbers that we have seen in our entire history.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Given the top line expectations and the targets you have given, so what is the visibility on the EBITDA margins? I understand you said there are some issues you've been seeing on the export front, but you also said that as exports increase on alloy side, you'll see the margins will benefit. So if you can give us just, you know, a ballpark guidance for this year ending and the next year.
I think I clearly mentioned in terms of the top line expectation of 5,000 odd crores in terms of next financial year. And the matrix, as we speak in terms of EBITDA per wheel, is expected to improve consistently. And given that profile, I think the backward calculation can be done on the base case of, say, Q3 of this financial year or something. I think percentage, I've mentioned it many a times, is not a right indicator, because tomorrow if the raw metal prices drop by 15%, this EBITDA margin will look like 13.5%. And EBITDA per wheel is a better way of doing it, and looking at the way that revenue contribution from alloy side as a percentage of the total revenue continues to increase, so this percentage will slowly and gradually move towards north.
Okay. And
I can't give you a ballpark figure, but it will be fair for us to give you that perspective that we have moved from close to 240 odd rupees to 250, and now close to 254, 255 rupees odd. So this trend is slowly and gradually moving up. We are anticipating the next leg of revenue growth coming in from the alloy side, with the domestic markets doing good, with some of the new customers entering, and export also improving from the current juncture that we have already reached close to 80-90 crores. We have already reached. We'll reach this financial year. So we anticipate this trend to continue to improve.
Got it. So thank you for clarifying again, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the repeat opportunity. So I just wanted to understand on the AMW side, what is the peak revenue potential that we can do and time frame that we can realize, and also the payback period expected?
See, from the capacity, I think what Pranav has stated in terms of 6 to 7 million in terms of blended capacity of the plant for PV, for tractor, for truck, export as well as domestic. We emphasize this, top line potential to the tune of 700 to 800 crores as a minimum. The product mix will obviously will vary based on what kind of a product is going to be made on this. For the first year, which is next financial year, we anticipate to the tune of 60 to 80 crores coming in from this asset, as the truck line will start producing the demand shortage, the supply shortage from our side. And based on the dynamics of the capacities, this asset will be fruitfully utilized to the best of its optimized level. And we think 138 plus maybe 25, 30, maybe 40 crores worth of additional money which we are going to be pumping in terms of upkeeping of the line can be brought back to the company over the next 5 years, five to six years in terms of a realistic picture.
So given that you're already, clocking something...
Also, Shashank, I'll try to give you a perspective that imagine a situation that you don't have this asset and you want to produce, say, 50,000 worth of domestic truck wheels, and you have to do some capex. So you don't have an estimate of less than 100 crores to be done only for doing this 50 crores as a base case. So this asset helps you de-risk yourself to do any large capex on the steel side, which is slow in terms of volume growth and will keep you cushioned based on what way the market grows, right?
Right. So given that you're already doing something like 2,000 pieces ASP in the steel wheel side, so doesn't it really logically point that it's going to be a 1,400 kind of peak revenue potential kind of an asset?
No, so what happens is out of 7 million, I think 4.5 million will be dedicated towards the PV side, where the average valuation will be much lesser.
Okay.
And so what we did is that we didn't do the perfect calculation of each line and all that. I think based on the segment wise situation where we are going to have problems, we anticipated this number of 1100 to 1300 rupees a wheel based on two wheeler, three wheeler, four wheeler, truck, tractor and exports, a blended mix, and then we reach this side. Imagine a situation that we only do trucks there and tractors there and we don't do any PVs there. Then obviously the numbers will be reaching close to 3500 to 5000 rupees and the situation will change dramatically. But it all depends in terms of the demand scenario where the industry is moving towards.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyan Wadhwa from Profusion Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, could you give some guidance in terms of top line? Could you tell us what we should be expecting in terms of steel wheels and number of units and alloy wheels for next year, for FY25?
So I think I gave a number of close to 3.5 to 3.6 million for the alloy wheel side for next financial year, which is 24-25.
Right.
I think on the steel side, we have done 143. Can you please give us a minute to just do some plus and minus? Just
sure, sure.
So on the steel side, on the steel side, we are totally at we are at 122 in terms of 12.2 million in terms of first 9 months.
Right.
And we did close to 21 in the alloy, and we anticipate this alloy to be at 3.5 to 3.6. in next financial year. This 122 plus 15,
40. Current run rate is about 160, right? So 16 million.
I'll just give you that run rate. So we'll be closing at close to 160, 162 in terms of steel, and you anticipate a 5% kind of a volume growth. Given that we are anticipating a 5% PV side growth as a number.
Right.
We can get beaten down on this. Share of businesses, I think there is a little bit of shift which is going to happen in next financial year, where 2% share of business towards our side will be tilted. So 160, 1 into 1.05, 1.06, 1.07 is the estimate.
Right. And you were saying what, 250 rupees a wheel, roughly EBITDA? I mean, the way to think about it is not in terms of percentage, but absolute terms, right?
I think... with the competitive intensity, we have moved from, Naveen tells me that we have moved from close to 160, 170 to 250. And
okay.
40 to 50, I think it is, and in the first year beginning also, I said very clearly that it is very important for us to stabilize at 250 with competitive intensity, because everybody has capacity, everybody
right.
has potential, and we have to fight out that competition without any, noise. We have been successful in doing that till date. There is a little bit of hidden story which is lying out in alloy where, we are not able to break through to the obvious question of Maruti. And we are hoping that within this month we should get some good news and we start working on that area. But yes, intent is very clear that to improve this matrix of 250 consistently.
Okay, great. And all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, we will take one last question of Neeraj Vajivdra from NV Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to, you said that there was a freight cost increase of 20 crores in this quarter. So were there any other one-offs in other expenses apart from this?
No, I think it is to the tune of 20 crores to be added to the top line, and similar amount is getting added towards the expense, which is knocking each other, and obviously the EBITDA remains at 117.18 divided by revenue minus 20 crores.
So apart from freight cost, were there any other one-offs?
No. Yeah, I think 15 crores, as I mentioned, 15 crores on account of 2 rupees per kg kind of an increase, which has come from 1st of October. So that is also one of, it's not a one-off, it's a business thing, but it is important for us to understand that.
Okay.
So the top line got escalated by 35 odd crores because of these factors.
Okay. So you had also mentioned that you will be going for debt reduction from next year onwards. So by how much can we expect the debt reduction in FY25-26?
As we anticipate that the 90 crores worth what Naveen has shared in terms of the minimum debt repayment, which is anyways due, any buffer, it will be utilized because there is no other capex. So it will be utilized to repay the debt the way that we did it last financial year. and we are in that direction. That's not a problem.
Okay. So one more last question. If you can give us some guidance on the AMW margins and for FY25.
I think very tough to say that. The first intent is to not lose money, because obviously it's a very large asset, and to make sure that we try to make truck fees, which is maybe 15% of the capacity or 20% of the capacity, we should not lose money. That is the first intent. And margin build-up should definitely not happen in the next financial year, but next financial year, the margin build-up will definitely happen.
So we can say by 26 or so we can...
Yes. That's what the intent is, that we try to build up 150 to 200 crores worth of revenue from that side by balancing the plants.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah, I hope we have been able to answer most of your queries, and we look forward to your participation in the next quarter. For any further query, you may contact SGA, our investor relation advisor. Wish you all happy independence in advance, and thank you.
On behalf of Smiths Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.